Finch, you fall through a magical stream. Swirling bright lights of pink, blue, purple, and green surround you. The green orb is clasped in your grip as you fall. The swirling lights around you get brighter and brighter and turn to a swirl of orange and black before you eventually fall face first onto the ground again. Prone on your belly, holding the green orb, you look up from this prone position and standing right over you are four familiar faces. Astra, Keth, Doroth, and Felomir stand over you. Then Felomir says,
"Oh, I see they pulled you through the portal as well, huh?"
Yeah, guys, it's great to see you. Gosh, it's been crazy.
And as you look around, you find yourself on a small, rocky island with a cave entrance embedded in the rock. The water around you stretches far into the horizon. A full moon glistens off of the surface of this eerily still water. And then you hear a laugh come from within the cave. The entrance of the cave begins to illuminate with an orange light as you see the pumpkin construct you had once defeated walk out of the cave. Welcome to the second Four Orbs Halloween special.
It's alive!
Again, I see. I was awaiting your return. Harry Hairdare had no chance to stop you. He was weak, and you reviving me has made me so much stronger.
The pumpkin construct's internal flames brighten as he rages. The enemy in front of you stands 12 feet tall. Give me initiatives. Up first is the jack-o'-lantern. He reaches to his body and grabs a jack-o'-lantern from his side and hurls it at all of you, targeting Keth. Keth, roll me a d4 and then also a dexterity save.
Is this magic?
It is magic.
I have something for that.
Something for that ass.
D4 is one.
D4 is one. All right, so that it'll only be one square radius around you. And then Finch, you will also be in the range, so I'll need a dex save from you.
13 is mine.
24.
All right, Keth, you fail. Finch, you succeed. You will take 19 fire damage.
Shit.
I told you I've grown stronger.
You definitely grew stronger, guys.
You'll take 9 fire damage, Finch. And then he stares at Finch. Finch, give me a charisma saving throw.
Charisma.
Ooh.
Can I talk my way out of it?
Brainwash.
9.
9 is a fail. You take some psychic damage.
Just got a real bad headache.
You take 38 psychic damage.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck, Dave?
He said this was going to be a short one.
I'm going to get killed by the Pumpkin King.
And you are also stunned for one round.
Wow.
Ooh. All right, you said 38?
38.
All right.
Psychic damage.
Headaches, man. Goddamn.
And after Jack-o'-lantern, we go to Doroth.
So I'm going to move forward towards the Pumpkin King bravely and pull out my my loot. I will do a vicious mockery of this man.
All right.
And I'll say...
You play mind games against my crew, but I'll have you know I can play those too. I'm rusty.
All right, and he takes a wisdom save?
Yes.
That's a crit miss, which is a critical for you. So
nice.
Roll me a d20 on that critical chart.
Was it a graveyard smash?
It is now. It's a 3. 3 means graveyard smash.
It's a normal critical. So you'll roll an additional die.
That's going to be 10 damage, 10 psychic damage.
All right.
You can play those two. He also has a disadvantage on his next attack.
All right. So as you cast this psychic spell against him to reflect back in a way, you see that he doesn't seem to take all of the damage as if he's resistant.
Oh, my God.
And you're starting to wonder, like, wait a second. You've been through this before.
It was a year ago, man. I know. That was a long year.
I was like, what was his weak spot? There was definitely a weak spot, right?
Yeah, it was actually 2 years ago.
Oh, mm-hmm. Damn, dude.
And after Dorth, we are on to Astra.
Astra's going to take a second and try to remember what this guy's weakness was. And then she's going to hurl a fourth level chromatic orb of ice.
All right.
That is going to be 22 hit.
22.
I was going to say damage, but not damage.
22 is a hit.
Cool, cool. 40 damage.
40 ice damage from this chromatic orb. So you reach your hand back and you conjure this magical ball of ice in your palm and you hurl it across the area and it collides with the pumpkin jack-o'-lantern construct. But it seems like the frost kind of goes around its body and then melts off as it seems to maybe not take all of the damage.
I'm going to look at my friends. Didn't we already kill this guy?
Look, it's just a process of elimination. We'll figure it out.
And after Astra, we are on to Felomir.
I have a question.
All right.
That cauldron right there, is it actually there?
It is part of the map.
Oh, my God.
Cool.
Oh, yeah.
Well, how are the listeners supposed to know about it?
They do now.
I am going to move forward my 25 feet.
All right.
And then I'm going to cast telekinesis. And I'm going to lift that cauldron up in the air.
All right.
And I'm going to drop it on the pumpkin.
So you go over, and he looks at you as you start to cast the spell. It seems like you're maybe aiming at him, and then you kind of dodge your eyes towards the cauldron to fake him out. And he looked worried at first, and then he doesn't seem so worried anymore for some reason. Where are you moving it?
Right above him.
So you grab hold of this cauldron with your telekinesis and move it above the pumpkin construct's head, and you release it from maybe 10, 15 feet above him. It does fall on him, maybe. Let's go ahead and I'm going to do a dexterity save against your spell DC, and that's going to be a big old 3. So he does not dodge out of the way as this cauldron that probably weighs, we'll say like 200 pounds. So we'll say that that's 46, maybe? That seems reasonable.
That would have been my guess. 14 points of damage.
All right.
Bludgeoning, I would assume.
Yeah, bludgeoning. So the cauldron falls on its head, and you see like maybe one pumpkin kind of cave in a little bit and then fall to the ground. It doesn't seem like it really did that much damage.
Suck it. What happens to the cauldron?
Does the liquid spill out or anything?
Yeah, we'll say the liquid spills out all over the place.
Good.
It looks really just like boiling water from this distance.
So I have a new plan. We all turn and start attacking Keth so we can bring out the fire giant. And then the fire giant just takes him and starts dunking his head.
After Felomir, we're on to Keth.
Rage.
All right.
I'm going to run up to the cauldron and I'm going to grab it and I'm going to throw it at him.
You're going to throw the empty cauldron at him?
Yes.
First, give me a strength check. Low DC.
It's going to be a 27.
All right. So, yeah, you pick up the cauldron, and then give me a strength check, or a strength attack roll that you're not proficient in, I believe.
Cauldron?
I don't believe you're going to be.
Not counting any proficiency, it's a 20.
All right. So, yeah, you hit him with the cauldron, the empty cauldron. Give me a, you can roll 2d6 for me.
They're like, all right, y'all just mad at this point.
Why aren't you still dead?
6.
You hit him, and it seems to just kind of bounce off him really easy. Doesn't seem to do that much damage.
Hey, it would have done more damage than my hatchet, so.
After Keth, we are on to the stunned Finch, which means you get 0 action or anything this turn.
Yeah, I'm just kind of looking a little woozy, maybe even a little drunk, trying to, like, not fall all the way down.
And after Finch, we are back to the Jack-o'-lantern's turn, which means you're no longer stunned, Finch, in case you have a reaction you want to do this turn. He looks at you, Keth, give me a charisma saving throw.
Y'all know I'm ugly. That's a big old four.
All right, that's a fail.
Don't let him look at you.
What?
You take 27 psychic damage, and you are stunned for a round.
God damn it.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm like bleeding out my ears or something right now. I'm looking rough.
And then Finch, give me another dexterity save as he takes a pumpkin off of his other side, like near his kidney, and hurls it at you.
20.
20 is a success, but roll the d4.
4?
So Astra and Felomir, please give me dexterity saves.
9.
6.
All right. So you succeeded, so you'll take half. You two failed, so you'll take full. Full damage is 16, so Finch will take 8. And now that we're on the second round of turns for everyone, I'm going to give everybody a special action this turn. Doroth, you get a perception check this turn.
Okay. Let's see this shit. Fuck. That's going to be an 11.
All right. That is a fail in the scenario.
Actually, that's a 9.
That is a fail in the scenario. So, Doroth, you can go on with your regular turn.
Okay, Doroth sees the state of his friends, and I'm just going to move to my left so that I'm more in the center of the group, and I'm going to pull out a big old mass cure wounds to feel like we need it. And just with my loot still out, just be like, Doroth makes things better. Please be better. So 14.
All right, 14 HP to everyone.
Please be better.
And is there anything else you'd like to do on your turn, Doroth?
I'm guessing I can't do another perception check.
You cannot.
So I guess that's how I'll end.
All right, after Doroth, we go on to Astra. Go ahead and give me your free perception check.
Astra has already had an aha moment and a moment of realization without her terrible perception check of a 9.
What is your realization out of character?
I remembered how we defeated him last time.
How did we defeat him?
Smiling pumpkin.
The frowning pumpkin.
The frowning pumpkin.
All right, give me one with advantage then, since you remembered.
9.
So you do not, though you remember what to look for, you cannot find it. It's not visible on his body in its current flame form.
Okay. Well,
you must cook him a sad feast.
We had to do something. So we're going to have to boil some water in that cauldron.
Who knows? Create water.
Anybody? I do.
Hell yeah.
Sorry, guys. I'll work on starting a fire.
And I have it equipped for once in my life. I can when I actually need it, I have it equipped.
Mid-combat, start making soup.
Yeah. It's like we kind of fucked it early, didn't we?
Okay, Astra will attempt to at least get closer in hopes of flanking him on her next turn.
Hey, Oystrich, see if you can flank this guy. Try to find that sad pumpkin.
Okay.
Danger zone.
With that one hit point.
Thanks, Ryan.
I mean, I'm the one that called danger zone. Don't thank him. It was me.
Yeah, he already knew.
He don't see that little baby mouse.
He might.
No, man, it's gonna be like, oh brother, where art thou?
Killed that frog.
And after Astro, we're on to Felomir.
When in doubt, keep doing bullshit. I'm gonna move forward 25 more feet. And I'm gonna pick that cauldron back up with my telekinesis and drop it on him again.
This time, because it's up near him, you can go the full 30 feet high. So,
66?
Yeah, sure. Sure, why not? Even though you could probably just telekinesis him, I think.
Well, he has to make a strength save, and I'm pretty sure he's a pretty bulky boy. So.
Gotcha.
Also, this is more humiliating.
Yeah, this is just more fun.
All right, so go ahead and give me the spell attack. Or, no, I did spell DC last time.
Yeah, he had a dex save.
Ooh, 19 on the save.
That's a success.
So he'll take half damage for some reason. I don't know why I'm giving this to you other than the fact that he's resistant to everything.
That's 18.
All right, 18 full or 18 half?
That is full, so I'll take 4.
So he'll take 4. So he takes half from the dodge, and then he takes another half for the resistance. Is there anything else you'd like to do on your turn?
No.
All right. And after Felomir, we're on to Keth.
I ain't got a turn. I'm stunned.
Oh, Keth is stunned this turn. So after Keth, we move on to Finch.
Do I get one of those free perception checks we were talking
sure,
about?
Sure, yeah, give me a perception
check. Because I don't know yet, right?
Yeah, I mean, Astra didn't yell it out, so.
Whoops.
I was waiting for it.
16?
16 is a success. So as you're looking up and down this jack-o'-lantern, all of a sudden you see that his right knee is frowning while all the other jack-o'-lanterns are smiling, and they remember that you have to cook him a sad feast.
So we gotta remove the knee pumpkin?
Yes.
I'll just point, and I'll be like, his knee! The sad pumpkin! We gotta get it! And then I'll start moving forward. I guess probably
right,
as far
have
forward as I can.
Dash forward, and you're now 15 feet away from him, climbing up this hill to the cave.
I guess I'll take two shots at him.
All right.
First shot is a 14. The second shot is a 12.
They both miss.
I'm not good at close range.
Let me get as close as I can. Oh, wait. I'm not
shit.
Good at
close range. It's like fucking Neo.
Yeah, he just see him sway his hips as this giant construct just dodges both of the arrows on both sides of him. And after Finch, we move on to the top of the round with the jack-o'-lantern. Who looks at you, Finch, as you have approached?
My eyes get real wide. I start to look up. Oh, no.
Just drop it on him and let us see.
Actually. So he kicks the cauldron at you, Keth. for an attack that is 12. But all you're stunned, so he gets DC. It's an advantage, right?
Am I still stunned?
Or no, it's the beginning of his turn, so no, you're not stunned. So yeah, 12 is a miss as you come out of your stun and just dodge out of the way as this cauldron starts rolling towards Dor. Dor, give me a dexterity save.
Crit.
Nice.
And you dodge quickly and, like, go to the prone position, basically, as this cauldron bounces over you.
All right, so when I duck, like, and it goes over me, I'm just going to look back up angrily. Like, what the fuck was that?
And then after that attack on the cauldron, the jack-o'-lantern steps forward to do a slam attack against you, Finch. For a 27.
That ought to do it.
For 22 damage.
All right, let's do it.
After he does that, he takes a jack-o'-lantern off of his side and hurls it at Doroth. Give me a dexterity save as a flaming pumpkin comes towards you.
I'm going to use a lucky dice. That was a crit miss, by the way. It's a 20.
All right, you succeed, but I will need you to also roll a d4 for me.
One.
All right, the explosion's not too big to reach Keth, so it's just around you, so you will take half damage. Which will be 20 damage, half will be 10.
Okay.
And after the pumpkin does all his turns, we move on to Doroth.
I'll make my way up to behind Keth, since he's immediately in front of me. And I'll just tug on the hem of his garb and just say, Doroth makes things better. And I'll do a cure wounds on this poor man. I'm going to do a level 3 cure wounds. That's 19.
Oh, thanks. I feel so much better.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to do on your turn, Dor?
That is all.
All right. So after Doroth, we move on to Astra.
Okay. I'll kind of move as close to where Oystrich is to kind of continue flanking him. I will use Mage Hand in an attempt not to hit Finch with anything to try and just rip that jack-o'-lantern off of his knee.
Mage Hand is 10 pounds?
Yeah.
Give me a spell attack at disadvantage.
That's gonna be a 13.
That is not going to be enough. As you see your mage hand go over and it grabs into like the eye holes and mouth and it starts to pull, but he's got all of his weight on that knee right now. It just can't pull it out. And after Astra, we move on to Felomir.
I will attempt to rip the pumpkin off of his knee with my telekinesis.
All right. Give me a spell attack.
Well, it's just he has to make a strength save.
Oh, that's right. That's a big old 4 on the strength.
He fails.
All right. So you grab hold of the knee, like one of the pumpkins that make up the knee, and pull out the frowning pumpkin.
I'll just bring it to me and hold it up in the air and say, hey, guys, I got it.
So you're just like hopping around on one leg now?
No, it's multiple pumpkins that make up the knee area.
It just kind of like falls down to the next
one. Yeah.
It looks like hob leg.
Yeah, sure.
And then I'm going to run away.
All right.
Hey, guys, I got it as I hobble away from this giant pumpkin construct.
All right. And after Felomir, we move on to Kath.
I'm going
to,
like, look at him and scream, like, how is this possible? We killed you.
You revived me.
What? Ow! And then seeing what Kath is doing, I'm going to take out my flintlock and shoot at his knee right there.
All
right.
So you're just going crazy
over and over. I'm gonna topple this guy over. Yeah, it's a 7.
7 is a miss.
Okay, so drinking.
You get 2 attacks, I believe.
Okay, I'm going to whip out my Bowie knife. I'm going to carve you up real good. All right, there we go. 26.
26 is a hit.
Going to be 13.
13 slashing damage with your Bowie knife. Still doesn't seem like you cut through a pumpkin area, but it doesn't go like into the hollowness. It just kind of gets the outer shell. So it doesn't seem to do all that much damage.
I'm going to dash away.
All right, with your bonus action, dash away or disengage?
Sure, disengage and dash, whatever I got to do.
All right. And after Finch, we are at the top of the round with the Jack-o'-lantern, who looks angrily at you, Felomir, as you run off with the frowning potion.
Guys, I got it.
Or frowning pumpkin, I didn't mean to say potion. Please give me a charisma saving throw as he stares you down.
That is a 19.
That is a success. So you feel the psychic energy try to penetrate your mind, and you feel like you're about to get stunned, but you shake it off. But unfortunately, you still take half the damage.
No.
21 is the full damage, so you'll take 10 psychic damage. He doesn't have his pumpkin recharged, so he just multi-attack slams you, Keth.
I am going to use cutting words here.
That was a good call because I just rolled a crit.
Okay. Oh, shit. I'll look at him with my loot and I'll go,
stop it, you fool, with your stupid rhymes. You tried to hit us, but you'll miss this time.
It's going to be -3.
It removes the critical at least, but it is still a 26.
Yeah, that's a hit.
For 19 bludgeoning damage. And that'll end the Jack-o'-lantern's turn. And we will then move on to Doris.
I'm going to scream out, so how are we going to get this sad feast going, guys? And then I'm going to move towards the cauldron.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to start trying to pick it up. I don't know if I can.
All right, give me a strength check.
All right.
Or an athletics check.
19.
You roll the cauldron over and get it sitting upright.
Is there anything in it?
There is not.
Damn.
Yes.
Here I come.
Is there anything else you'd like to do on your turn, Doris?
Did Astra actually say that? Like, here I come?
Yeah.
Sure. Sure.
Okay, I'll just turn and await her arrival.
And after Doris, we move on to Astra.
Here I come. Astra will attempt to get back over to the cauldron from 30 feet away. She's going to cast Create Water into the cauldron.
All right. So you fill up the cauldron with now water, with I think 10 gallons of water.
Or... Yeah.
So it definitely would overflow it. So you fill it up enough. And after Astra, is there anything else you turn, Astra?
No.
And then we move on to Felomir.
All right. I'm going to...
do a fire.
Dunk that sad pumpkin in the water.
All right.
Chuck it in. Drop it in. And then let me know I can do this. I definitely want to cast Produce Flame.
Figured.
And just sort of set it under the cauldron. And in an attempt to stoke the fire, can I use my reaction to cast Hellish Rebuke on the cauldron?
You just, know what, sure.
Just to intensify the plan?
Sure, sure, we'll get it going faster. So that we can end this.
Standing back there with the little like air thing.
Yeah. I'm just like doing this with my hands and just sparking
flames. If it got to me, I was going over there with a tinder box and my flint, and I was gonna start sitting there rubbing sticks together.
All right, so give me the whole damage that Control Flame and Hellish Rebuke can do. And tell me what the whole range is of it.
It's gonna be 2d8 plus 3d10 fire damage total.
All right, so roll me some damage.
25 fire damage.
That works. So you get the cauldron boiling in 6 seconds by just erupting in flames and putting flame underneath it. And the pumpkin is now cooked.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Is it a sad soup or is it a good soup?
It's a good sad soup.
Great sad feast.
Good soup.
Good soup. After Felomir, we move on to Keth.
What do you call a pumpkin that gets smashed? A squash!
I'm gonna hit him with my warhammer.
That's good, dude.
Action movie cap, let's go.
That's
18.
An 18 is a hit. His AC has lowered significantly as you see the flames that he was raging with have gone down.
11 points of damage.
11 points of damage turns into 22 points of damage. Wow. As he's now vulnerable to all attacks.
And then I'm going to bite him again.
People think his AC went down because of the sad feast. It was because of that diss, man. Mm-hmm.
And it turns out I really don't like the taste of pumpkin because that was a crit miss.
So you go into chomp and he dodges back a little. And we move on to Finch.
I will take two shots. Maybe I'll even put sharpshooter on.
Yes.
You only tell you what you have to roll higher? Like what the minimum you have to roll to make sharpshooter happen?
Sure.
You can't. You cannot miss.
All right, well, let's find out.
Yeah. I think a crit miss would be the only way you miss.
So 5 plus 9 is
a hit.
14.
14 is a hit.
Should I roll another one?
If you want to.
Let's go ahead. So the next one's much higher.
All right, so they both hit. So you get Colossus Slayer, you get Sneak Attack.
Okay, just roll those.
Yeah, let me roll
just
these.
Just roll all your dice.
Eight. Then I should roll these, right?
Uh-huh.
And then is that all that I roll? And then I start adding.
Roll one more.
Any
moss? Mm-hmm. 17 plus 32.
Oh, my fucking God.
Which 49. Is 49.
All right, is that both arrows?
Yes.
Times two? Because he's vulnerable?
98.
Well, Jesus. Finch just showing up and fucking killing monsters.
All right, so that's going to be 98 damage. Not 98, like but 98.
Like we're not going to cut all that out.
No, that's staying. That's absolutely
staying. I figured it would.
So that will bring up the damage from 81 plus 98 is
179.
179, which kills him.
Yeah. He just disintegrates.
All the pumpkins roll from their connection, like roll off from their connection to this construct. The fire burns out in all of them, and there's just pumpkins rolling all over the place now.
Oystretch is hopping up the steps to feast on a roasted pumpkin.
Yeah, y'all find Oystretch just inside a pumpkin, popping his head out the eyeball of one of the pumpkins.
That's a t-shirt.
Yeah.
I'm going to start just stomping on all the pumpkins that the Oystretch is not in and yell,
you're not coming back again!
The five of you stand over this pumpkin patch of charred, burned pumpkins.
It smells weird.
Oh, it's because pumpkins are gross.
I'm just cackling over the cold.
Well, at least somebody's enjoying himself.
Hey, didn't we get teleported away the last time we killed this guy?
I don't remember.
Lots happened since then.
Yes, I believe we were on a boat, though.
Oh, well, where's the boat at? I don't see no boat.
I look around.
Yeah, I'll turn around and look at the ocean.
There is no boat in the water. There's nothing around on the still water. Like, it's basically an ocean that is just completely flat. The only thing on this island is a cave entrance.
Well, there's a cave over there.
Guess we gotta go in the cave.
I'll ignite my mini mining lit mitt.
All right. The five of you start to trek up the small hill to the cave entrance and start to walk inside. And you travel through this cave that turns and twists in different ways before you eventually walk into a chamber. This chamber has a hole in the ceiling of it. Moonlight is passing down into the area, creating a dimly lit chamber. Stalactites and mites surround the outer edges of this mostly circular chamber. Centered in the room, though, untouched by the light, you see a coffin. Attached to this coffin are pipes and machinery that is humming along. Smoke fills the chamber from this machinery. It reminds you a lot of Santa Mex mechanisms and train.
Oh, shit.
I wonder what's in there. I'm going to walk up to it.
So you walk up to the coffin. There's no glass on it or anything. It's just a wooden, gothic-looking coffin. And you go to kind of lift it, I guess.
Well,
How big is it? Does it look like this?
It's human-sized coffin.
So much smaller than the pumpkin.
Correct.
King.
Yes.
Okay. I guess I'm going to see what's inside, and then I'll attempt to open it.
So you go to open it, and it doesn't seem to have like a padlock or anything, but you can't seem to pull on it. Almost like it's vacuum sealed as all these pipes are going in and machinery's humming along.
I can't get it open. Move aside, old man.
And I'll try to lift to no avail, I'm sure.
Yeah, you try to lift, and then we could go through some checks, but it's unfortunately not going to lift.
It's stuck.
Can I start following some of the pipes?
Maybe yeah, sure. I mean, everything's kind of real close to the coffin. Basically, all the pipes are leaning to like a generator-style thing.
What about this thing?
Give me an investigation check.
10.
Oh, what you got there, Finch? What you looking at?
Who's that guy?
Heidi ho, neighbors.
Trick or treat.
Trick or treat.
And I'll assist you.
All right, let's try this one more. 11. I got one more.
You know what? Let's get this over.
What are you guys doing over there?
We could stand here and look at this thing all day.
You're looking at this generator style thing.
Like, oh, everyone staring at a car like, oh, it might be your carburetor. I don't know. I think it might be your alternator.
All of a sudden, there's a cigarette hanging out of somebody's mouth.
So you look over this generator thing, and eventually you do find a small little red lever, like, thing, little switch.
I'll just kind of look at everyone as I slowly start to reach for it. I'm going to pull this thing.
I'm going to beat him to it. Like, push my hand in front of him and just yank it.
All right, as you yank it, the generator cuts off, and you feel like the smoke starts to kind of billow out of the little exhaust pipes, and the humming goes away, and the hissing of the machinery goes away.
I'm going to look back at the coffin in anticipation.
Nothing happens.
I'll try to lift the coffin.
All right, so you go over and lift the lid of the coffin, and you do see hinges on one side, so it does obviously lift on one side. And you go to start lifting it up, and all of a sudden it bursts open, and you jump back, and all of you draw weapons and get ready. And then you hear, sitting up from the coffin, you see a man with dark hair slicked back, a sharp widow's peak on his forehead. His skin is pale, his eyeliner is thick. The collar of his black cloak high above his cheekbones with an underlayer of red. He looks around and sees the five of you.
Hello, visitors. Did you wake me?
Sorry, we didn't mean to disturb you, but your eyeliner is immaculate.
Nah, well, thank you.
It's amazing it's kept in your sleep.
Oh, yes, it has. It has. You've woken me from my slumber. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. We're trying to find the way out of here.
Ah, the way out. Does that mean that you've killed Jack-O-Lantern?
Yeah, we did. We smashed him real good.
Twice.
I've been trapped here for centuries. See, I was forced here into a slumber. The corruption that has taken over the leaders of the Holiday Plains has seeped in everywhere. I'm glad to be awake again.
So are you like the real leader of this place or something?
I am. I am the leader of the realm of treats. My name is Count Dracula.
Do you have some treats for us?
I do not, but you could go to the town outside.
The town?
There's no town outside.
The town is gone.
There's just water.
Water? Hold on, show me.
And he starts to get up out of the coffin and he floats out of it and starts to levitate towards the cave entrance.
I'm wide-eyed.
Yeah, Master's also like...
Follow me!
I will follow because I gotta see his reaction.
Yeah. So you walk outside of the cave and Count Dracula sees the water all in the distance and says,
oh no, the realm of treats is flooded. This must be the doings of Frosty. Frosty, what a bastard.
I have a spell for that, and I'll start casting Destroy Water.
That will not be necessary. I can handle this.
And he walks over to the water surface and puts his palm just on the surface. And he says,
trick or treat, wet your feet, reveal the town sunk beneath.
I'll pull out a notebook and write that down.
Sick line.
And magically, the water starts to slowly lower, while at the same time, an island begins to rise above the surface. The island has a small town on it, and within, you see an entire area dedicated to Halloween.
houses, shops, a town square, all of it decorated for Halloween. A sign at the beginning of a road says, "Welcome to Spooktown." And as the transformation ends, the doors of the homes and shops open. Ghouls and ghosts, cryptids and legends, vampires and werewolves, celebrities and career people all come out. Kids in costumes.
Career people?
What? Human beings.
I didn't know how else to say, like, people dressed up as doctors and police.
I got them at the limit.
Their old common joke.
Kids in costumes with parents trailing behind. The spirit of Halloween itself. It has all come back thanks to you. Count Dracula turns to you and says, "Thank you so much. I don't believe we could have brought all this back without you rescuing me. How ever can we repay you?"
"Tell us how we could get back home."
"Oh, I can do that." He snaps his fingers. And you are gone. Happy Halloween.
Hey!
I was real close to asking for something else.
Yeah, right?
It was the opportunity.
I want to go hang out in Spooktown for a minute. Yeah. Get some treats.
Got any milk duds?
Treats at, Dave.
It wasn't that prepared, you know.
Yeah, no double dud.
Losing out on that milk duds.
It was
right?
A dud because we ain't got no duds.
Yes, no duds. A dud.
We still have a jar full of grandma candy upstairs, though.
Hashtag no dud.
Yeah, like we can always just switch sponsorships. Like, who makes the strawberry grandma candy?
I don't know.
Yeah, hit us up.
Hashtag very grandma famously candy. Unbranded candy. Right?
Yeah,
advertise themselves at all. They don't put their logo on anything.
Are they not like Brock's or whatever?
It might.
I don't know.
It might be. I don't remember. Let's
give him a ring.
The bag.
We gotta start tweeting these people, Dave.
Google grandma strawberry candy.
Yep. Strawberry great. A strawberry G. It was the first thing that came up.
Dude, we get sponsored by all the Halloween candy people don't like. Like there's weird peanut butter things.
So not only
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh yeah.
We get Bitto honey. We get Nico wafers. Like
so we get all of the candy sponsors that no one likes.
Hell yeah.
Sweet delights, Columbiana. Oh, these are very generic. There's a lot of brands. Columbina.
You mean somebody hasn't marketed on this? Like, just taken over
I
the market
it's
of strawberry
like,
candy?
Public domain candy. Yeah,
I don't think anybody can
lay
claim to it at this point.
This is my true calling. I'm going to start Grandma's Candy.
All right, there's a great value brand of strawberry-filled old
Grandma's
people candy.
No patent pending.
There
you
go.
You got to come up with your own version of, like, the Werther's Originals.
New Werther's.
Be sweet D's. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a single-digit attack bonus, so he can do that one.
What do you mean?
The way how good I did that math, you mean?
Well, it was actually 25.
Shit!
Oh, my
shit!
God.
But I figured the one wouldn't matter too much.
Like, do you know you didn't even have to say that?
I was so sure.
Hey, companions. Happy Halloween. I hope you enjoyed this episode. It was a pretty short one, but I didn't really feel like that our Halloween special really needed too much this time since they've already killed Jack Leonard once. Sorry if you're hearing rain or thunder while I'm recording this, but it is currently raining outside while I am recording this. One thing I just really wanted to step in and tell you is that we actually have our merchandise on our website. You can go to 4orbs.org/shop and see the four designs we currently have available. Two shirts, a mask, and a coffee mug. So be sure to go check that out. And I think that's all I really want to tell you for this right now. So goodbye. Happy Halloween.